Good morning, space cadets. Wow. I suppose actually you can divide the population into generations, as we almost always do on one or another criteria, and the generation of the space dream. Those of us who were born during or before the Second World War, maybe a little bit afterwards, who fueled the baby boom boomlet in science fiction. You know that by the middle 1950s, there were five different monthly science fiction magazines that were being swept up off the counters by readers. Amazing level. That was during the literate period, which is another way of dividing the generations now. But those of us who participated in that dreamt of space conquest and exploration and terraforming other worlds to make them suitable for mankind and running into bug-eyed monsters of one or another description who always snatched up our scantily clad space cadetlets and made faces while we blew them away with ray guns. Well, folks, it didn't work out that way. And in fact, it has become really evident over the last decade and a half, that we aren't going anywhere in space. We are not going to Mars, at least not in the form of our own bag of bones, flesh, and attitudes, for any number of perfectly simple reasons which we ignored in the past. We are talking about trying to transport human beings with all of their frailties and failures over massive distances for incredible lengths of time without considering the fact that it takes over $1 million in specialized plumbing just to pee over the side of the shuttle. What are we going to do on a 10-month trip to some moon of Mars? Where do we open up the door and shovel out the crap? That's just one element of the whole thing. We probably will do explorations of the solar system, at least, continue to do them, by automated means. But the idea of Robert Heinlein's Space Academy with thousands of cadets being prepared to be deployed around the universe ain't gonna happen. We couldn't afford it even if we wanted to. We are now looking at the space shuttle, which on its best day is 1960s and early 70s tech, updated in the cockpit, but not much in the basics. It's like flying a 67 Camaro. I don't care how well restored it is, it's still a 67 Camaro. And the space shuttle is an incredibly expensive and complex pickup truck to take loads of construction equipment and maintenance gear and all of the necessities of life up to the International Space Station, which is slowly but surely getting built. Except that there's no reason for the International Space Station, well, research and stuff like that, except to have some place for the shuttle to go so that we can stay up there for a while. Essentially, the shuttle goes to the space station, and the space station unloads its outhouse onto the shuttle, and we bring it back to Earth. What a great system. Actually, they use the Soyuz for the sewage system. But the bottom line is, we are not capable at this level of technology of doing anything meaningful in space except continuing to employ large numbers of white-coated people who dedicate their lives to being able to put a rocket into space without having some terrible accident that costs the entire crew. It's time we re-examine our space dreams, and perhaps it's time that we replaced the space dreamers of my generation, who are the political and scientific senior leaders of this movement, the NASA whole scene, with some folks who are a little more grounded in reality and a little less on fantasy. Not to dump news for now, I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.
George Jetson, his boy Elroy.